This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's almost a year to the day since Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and his head of environmental affairs traveled to China to take part in a Boston-Beijing climate change summit. The summit was designed around the idea that cities are key to adapting to climate change and mitigating the effects of it. The idea, think globally, act locally. It looks as if cities may have to take on the battle without the help of Washington. Reports today say that President Trump may pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, and that's sparking concern in the state and in the city of Boston. The man who went to China with the mayor is Austin Blackman, chief of environment, energy, and open space for the city. He's one of the people who best knows the risks the city is facing.
About 12,000 buildings in the city of Boston could be in the FEMA floodplain by the end of the century. That's a pretty astounding number.
What does that mean to be in the floodplain?
FEMA puts out a map in terms of what they predict a 100-year storm would cause in terms of flooding. And so that area is then called the 100-year floodplain. Now, if you take that and you try and actually weight that against the probabilities of the different storms that may happen, then you can actually get to an approximation of what we could expect in terms of damage on an annual basis. And that number is about $1.4 billion by the end of the century. What other impacts could there be on the harbor as well? Ecological, economic, all the investments that we've put into the harbor to clean it up through Deer Island, to dredge our harbor to make it deeper so that we can get larger container ships coming into the Conley Terminal and other places in Boston. But of course, urban heat island impacts are certainly a large challenge as well. We predict by the end of the century, Boston's climate could be much more like Birmingham, Alabama's if we do nothing. So basically 90 days over 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
Boston is part of a group of cities working together to fight climate change. It's called the C40 Cities Climate Leadership Group. I believe that you were on a conference call with members of that group earlier today. Is that correct?
There was a group of cities from C40 as well as some other cities that were chatting earlier today, trying to understand what we could do together if the federal administration does pull out of Paris. How could we pledge to see our emissions here in the city of Boston are doing our part? What can LA do? What can other cities that are in our positions do to help anyone who wants to make sure that the U.S. lives up to its pledge, even if the federal government pulls away?
Boston has made a pledge already in terms of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. That commitment was to reduce emissions 80% by 2050. Are you going to have to revisit that if the Trump administration does pull out of the Paris Accord?
Well, fortunately, we've already revisited that number, and we've actually pledged to be completely carbon neutral by 2050, so actually increasing our goal from that 80% reduction that you were talking about. But we're going to have to be creative in terms of how we do that. There are certainly different ways to get there, and we want to make sure that we understand the most cost-efficient, most impactful way that we're able not only to meet our goals, but then also to help other cities who want to go down a similar path.
Well, it's an ambitious goal made even more ambitious. Once again, we don't know what President Trump is going to do, but if he does pull out of the accord, where's that going to leave you and your goal?
I think it still leaves us in the same place. Obviously, it would be great to have the support of the federal government, but there are quite a few things that the city of Boston and other cities, if we band together, can do to push forward on these initiatives. Also, state governments are taking the initiative on this work as well to demonstrate that this is certainly possible and that this is impactful. It's a way to create jobs here in the United States, here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and here in the city of Boston.
What kind of jobs?
Well, if you look just over the past year, the fastest growing job in the U.S. is actually wind energy technician. So that's something that's certainly possible throughout our nation. It's an industry that we hope to see more of here in Massachusetts. We already have thousands of solar jobs here in Massachusetts. We hope to see that continue to expand as both of these fledgling industries continue to gain traction.
Thank you for speaking with us. Austin Blackman, Boston's Chief of Environment, Energy, and Open Space. Thank you again.
Thank you.